Present yourself with the glory of the splendor of your strength. Of all dwellers on earth. Avudram learns. This is a haifa, this is an appearance that comes with din. Of kel nekamas Hashem, kel nekamas hofia, appear. He nasa shayfet ha'aretz. Hashem appearing as a God of vengeance, as a true judge. Why? Because only through din does the Kadosh Baruch appear with all his greatness and his awesomeness. Only then is he elevated and exalted. From understanding the greatness that comes through din, which is one aspect of Hashem's Hanhaga, we get to see a fraction of the full picture. So we ask that Hashem should intervene in this world. Make your name known. There should be judgment and there should be justice. That's one pshat. There's another pshat. V'haifa b'hada gai nezecha. It's a reference to the Beis HaMikdash. Hashem appear once more in your Beis HaMikdash. It's based on a pasuk. It's gai nyaka v'sha'ahif. Hashem, you want to have a place in this world where we can come and meet you. Where we can come and experience you. And not just us. But when your presence is manifest in the Beis HaMikdash. Or when it's manifest in this world through din. Every created being is going to be aware of the truth of your existence. And suddenly the world is going to start moving towards its tachlis. Because your presence will be felt. It will be understood. It will be appreciated. It will be seen. Kol Yishui Seva Latzecha. Create the portal. Every created form is going to know that you created it. If you haven't called it Sir Kiyati at Sarta, if you haven't called it Sir Kiyati, anything that has any breath within it is going to say Hashem Elokei Yisrael Melech. And then and forever, now and forever, Malchusa B'chad Mishalah Hashem, dominion over everything. This is what it's about. Dreaming that dream. Where all of humanity is aware that there's a creator. This is so critical to what it means to be a Jew that we say out every day in the Shema. This is where Rashi learns the Shema. Shema Yisrael, listen Jewish people, Hashem, who right now you perceive as being your God, ultimately will be known by all of humanity as Hashem Echad. So what starts with the Jews doesn't end with the Jews. We need to know. We're not going to be able to keep it to ourselves. Kiddush Hashem, Nefarsem, Hamena, Zaysam, Mitzvah, Ba'olam, to be a PR company for Hashem. Avas Hashem, Aveo, Abrias, Kavram, Avicha. We want all of humanity to know that this is true. We daven for that, we yearn for that. Because we cannot abide and we cannot cope with the Chilul Hashem. Where the name of Hashem is denigrated so. Therefore this bracha really, really is meant to move us. To hope, to dream, to yearn for a manifestation of Hashem's presence. Even through din. Where people can sense it, understand it and appreciate it.